Hey, welcome to the Amber May Show. I'm Amber May. Hey, I have some amazing breaking news out of Arizona. It doesn't just include Arizona. There's two other states involved for a total of three states. This is incredible. But first, before we get started, make sure you check the links below because who knows how long I'll be on YouTube. So make sure you're clicking the links below and like and subscribe and share if you're listening to on Rumble, Odyssey, Locals, or YouTube. Hey, I also want to help you financially. So if you are looking to protect yourself from getting ill or injured, and if you're ill or injured and you can't work, you run out of vacation time, what are you going to do? How are you going to pay your bills? I've been in that situation with my traumatic brain injury, and you don't want to be in that situation, okay? It was really hard. We made it, but it was really hard. So you don't want to be in that situation. And so we also want to help with building legacy wealth and making sure you have sustainable tax-free income coming in. So check the links below to learn more about that. Natural health is always a thing. So check out essential oils. I love Young Living and the links in the description below. This came out of the Gateway Pundit and also the War Room. Matt DiPerno, wow, I had no idea he was even a part of the Arizona audit whatsoever. I had no idea. But Matt DiPerno said a security breach out of election registration servers in Arizona occurred on November 3rd. Secretary of State Hobbs knew about it but kept it hidden. I thought everything was free and fair. Isn't that what she's been saying all along and blasting Arizona patriots, the people who live in Maricopa, for wanting this audit? Let me get this straight. It wasn't the legislatures that wanted this to happen. It was the people of Maricopa County that demanded it, that did that blew up every phone line, every email, went down to protest, sent affidavits. It wasn't easy getting this audit, but it's done. And it's because of we, the people, you and I, the regular citizens. So if you're in a state and you're not getting an audit, get it done because you don't know what you don't know. You don't know how you can make your elections better. You don't even know if there's tomfoolery going on. So get your audit done. So anyway, back to the article. Attorney Matt DiPerno reported this morning on the Bannon War Room that there was a security breach of the registration servers in Arizona on November 3rd, 2020. The corrupt Secretary of State Katie Hobbs knew about it, as this knew about this, as well as the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, but they kept it hidden. Interesting. I thought it was a free and fair election. Some big news dropped this morning regarding the security of the election in 2020 in Arizona. According to attorney Matt DiPerno, there was a security breach of the registration servers in Arizona. Now, if you have gone back to listen to my interview I did with Dr. Frank, he talked about how the registration servers are key. I think that's what he said. It had to be with like the voter rolls. That's the key. If you can make sure you have secure voter rolls, then it makes it super hard to cheat, because what they did in the 2020 election is they inflated the voter rolls. So it looked like we had a lot of voters when it was actually phantom voters. So there was a security breach of the registration servers in Arizona on November 3rd. And remember, Dr. Frank also showed us what it exactly looks like on his documentary with Mike Lindell. But the breach was known by Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, but to date she kept it from the public. The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors also knew about this, but also kept it hidden. These are some interesting facts that just came out. I want to know what you think about it. Put it in the comments below. I'm interested to hear what you think about this article. Remember, give me a like, give me a subscribe, give me a Rumble, give me whatever it is. Hey, if you are interested at all in supporting the channel, there's a link below, or you could, for $5 on Local, help support this channel. Anyways, have a fantastic day. I can't wait to hear what you think. Take care.